This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Journey With Any Way You Want It. I'm Sharad Kutan with me, Melissa Idris and Joyce Go. And we're talking about how Penangites want it. Penangites want it. Yeah, this is about the so-called term limits. And term has become the term under scrutiny now, because apparently in trying to change the state constitution to impose a so-called term limit, the very word term has become a bit of a problem. So the current chief minister, Chow Kong Yao, has said that he's looking to public opinion to help him make that decision between two terms or twice. So you can't be chief minister twice as opposed to a chief minister for two terms.
So for me, that gets a little bit confusing, right? Because I'm not sure, like, so if it's in the semantics of the word term or twice or two-term limit and all that, I feel that I'm not quite clear as to how the term is defined. I know it could be 5 years if elections are called, but then if it's a two-term limit, it'll mean maximum of 10 years.
Yes, it does.
But the twice would mean...
So that you can only be called upon to serve as a chief minister twice, regardless of the duration.
Right.
The problem is that if in the constitutions, whatever the word needs to be defined, the issue will be whether, term can be defined in a way that's sufficient to the realities of politics.
So this is two times instead of two terms. And I guess this is looking to Pakatan Harapan. You're saying that they have pledged to limit the term of service of the Prime Minister, Chief Minister and Menteri Besar if they had won G14, which they did. So this is probably why Chow Kong Yeo is looking into this.
Election promise that they made. Mm-hmm. However, I do think that we should be looking at the, I think, pros and cons of the benefits and drawbacks of having term limits, right? So the question is that term limits have already been put into place through elections. There's already a term limit that's built into the system, elections, right? Every time you go to elections, you're voting for someone you want to be a leader or not. However, having kind of a two-term limit or twice or whatever the thing may be, there are drawbacks to that. You could lose really good leaders who perhaps needed a little bit more time in office to get things done.
Yeah, the other way to perhaps, skin this cat is to look at it from the point of view of the political parties who will be, forwarding these nominations or, our people as candidates for these positions, which is to say, if they truly believe in term limits, that nobody should dominate the political scene, for too long, then they themselves would not put those people up. So, for instance, the party does not have to, nominate, say, if there was a third term, they didn't win federal power and Lim Guan Eng did not go to, to become finance minister, the party could have, the coalition could have said, okay, Guan Eng, you've had 10 years as chief minister of Penang, it's time to move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then change it up. So it can be in the constitution, it can be in the culture that these ideas inhabit.
But I think that's precisely where the fear is, right, Sharad? Because we've seen politicians stay in office for a lot longer than, beneficial for the public. So the fear is that, if we don't put a term limit, then once somebody gets into office, they might, try to hold on to power by any means necessary. Look at the US, for instance, right? The two-term limit is, I think, a great example is the US. So no matter how good a president is, if he finishes his two terms in the White House, you cannot elect him back. Is that perhaps, a loss to the voting public?
To some people think so. But I mean, there's also a view that a term limit is necessary to curb corruption. That's one. And some people feel that, you know, two-term limit is enough to formulate and carry out policies. That's a view there. But of course, again, it depends on how long a time, how big a job,
how
big
a term is.
And how big a mess, right, to clean up.
Yeah, the other thing, of course, is in the US, it's very clear. I mean, when election day is and the terms that the presidents have. In the parliamentary system, following the British style of parliamentary democracy, that can vary. And so that's why I think the issue of term becomes problematic. But what I do like about the story is that Chow Kong Yao is going back to his public, to the voting public, and asking them for their feedback. So they are all, as it were, on the same page as to what this means. Whether it's term or, you know, twice, the issue really is a particular kind of assumption we all share about how politics should operate.
Yeah, you're right. I like this kind of feedback, request for feedback. Tell us what you think. You know, he's asking Penangites, tell us what they think.
And Penangites won't hold back. I know it's true of fact. They just won't hold back.
I can speak personally as a Penangite. Yes, we tend not to.
Yeah, so this is intersectionality working again. It's not just that you're both women. It's that they're both women from Penang. I think that's...
We are a specific breed. Yeah.
Makes all the difference. Now, taking us up to the first bulletin of the morning, we have the Postal Service with such great heights. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.